This morning, this is third Sunday, right? We target our young people, right? Amen. And we're targeting everybody. Glad that you could join us this live streaming, that watching us by live streaming. We're glad you could join us and praise God for Jesus. Amen. I want to continue this morning, and only God knows where we're going. Amen. And we got direction. The power, I want to continue on, the power of the Holy Spirit in connection with the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit in connection with the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look with me in John Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 26. Hallelujah. John Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 26. Can everybody hear me okay? Good. I'm going to read this. Can y'all put that in the Amplified? Let me read it like it is, and then I'll read the Amplified. But the Comforter, I want y'all to listen real good. Because God is so good, and he wants you to know something. But the Comforter, who? Which is who? Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will do what? Send in my name. He shall do what? Teach you how much? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to ask it again. How many? Now, if he's going to teach you and me all things, why are we looking outside of him for some answers and for some teaching? Why are we trying to go outside looking for something else? He got all things. I'm just asking. He shall teach you all things, and what else? And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now listen to this in the Amplified. This is not the Classic, this is the Amplified. But the Helper, I like that. But the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. Can't you see the connection between the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus? The Holy Spirit is sent. Let's talk about him for a minute. He was not sent to speak on his own. You're talking about being submitted. He was not sent to speak on his own, though he know everything. But he only speaks what he hears the Father say and what the Son says. They're the only two. He never says anything on his own. He just repeats. And he's your helper. I'm going to say it again. He's not even sent to do your praying, do your speaking, do your believing, he sent the help. That's why he called a helper, intercessor, counselor, advocate. What else? Strengthener. He'll stand by you too. But he will not do it for you. Hallelujah. But he'll help you. And John, 1 John 4:4 says it like this. And ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Not going to the fact that you're of God, you already have overcome them. Them who? Every evil spirit, every foul spirit, and the devil and everything he produced. Young people, the greatest thing you can do in your life at an early age, parents, you ought to teach your children. They ought to come out the womb. You speaking these words to them. The greatest thing you could do is to learn that God has everything you need. You shouldn't allow the world to grab your child when they come out the womb and start putting stuff in them, and they'll wind up rebelling against you. Hello? Cause you a problem? Disturb your sleep at night to trying to go get them and get them out of trouble and get them out of this? But if you learn to put this truth in them, the baby, everything you need, God got it. Jesus is Lord and nobody else. Everything you will ever need in life is right here. Everything you ever hope to achieve and accomplish and be, you find it right here. You don't need to look over there. You're going to see all kind of stuff going on out there, all kind of activity, all kind of flashy things and things that are inviting and tempting. But here it is right here. Right here. When all that is blown up and run its course, the word will still be true. And you'll still stand strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can get involved in different activities, but you don't get involved in the evil that Satan tried to attach to it. Did you hear what I said, young people? You can be active in sports and other events that are going on in your schools and colleges and stuff, but you don't get involved in the activity that Satan attached to. How do you stay away from it? I have a knowledge of who I am and who he is in me. And I can be a strong witness to the resurrection of Jesus. Because I got a helper. I got the name. And that name, I realize, is above every name. Drugs. And all kind of activity that people get involved in doing. I realize this name is above sickness. Above pornography, sex in the backseat of the car. You ain't married to the person. All the stuff, the cussing and the fighting and all kind of stuff I won't even name that's going on. It's a shame. Hello. But he's above all that. The name.